The One That Got Away by Kara Stainton. Read by Helen Duff for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Piper held her phone at arm's length and about a foot above her head to get the best angle and include as much of her outfit as possible. She was wearing a red and white striped long-sleeved t-shirt and black dungarees with gold glitter ankle boots, and she was totally feeling herself, apart from one thing. Sweaty with nerves / excitement, she typed, "Catch me on Hey UK at 9:30, talking about body positivity." She posted the photo to her Instagram, waited a second for a couple of likes, and then shut her phone down before shoving it into the internal pocket of her satchel. She glanced around the room. The TV chef who'd been on earlier, demonstrating from his new book of pies for real men, was still sitting in the corner, talking quietly on his phone. Piper had wanted to try the bacon and black pudding pie he'd made, but A, she was too nervous to eat, and B, she wasn't a real man. She sipped at her water and glanced at the large flat-screen TV. 9:10. Only 20 minutes until she was going to be on national TV. She hoped her friends were watching. She knew her friends would be watching. And quite a lot of her IG followers. She'd been getting messages steadily since she'd first mentioned it a couple of days earlier. She doubted any family would be tuning in, since A, her parents were dead, B, her aunt didn't tend to get up before 10, and C, her sister hadn't seemed at all interested when she told her about it. She took her phone out and switched it on again, chewing her mouth a little before remembering the bold lip the makeup artist had given her earlier. Once her phone had powered up, she checked her face in the front camera. All good. Well, she looked nervous, eyes wide and too bright, but her lippy looked great. She opened Twitter and typed, "On in 15. Want to do the power pose, but I think it would freak out Pie Guy." Pie Guy glanced up briefly, his bright blue eyes meeting Piper's. He was quite hot, she thought. She'd noticed he had really nice hands when she'd watched him baking on the big screen. But she couldn't go out with anyone who thought pies were just for men. And she'd seen his girlfriend on the sidebar of shame, and she was about the size of one of Piper's thighs. She shut her phone down again. She was absolutely going to leave it this time, and anxiously wiped her sweaty hands on her dungarees.
"Don't be nervous," the man said.
Piper laughed. "Easy for you to say. This is my first time." He looked up then, one eyebrow curving.
"Virgin, eh?"
"Ugh," Piper said, before she could stop herself. He laughed.
"Sorry, but seriously, you'll be fine. Susanna's lovely. I've done this show loads."
Piper nodded. She'd been briefly introduced to Susanna when she'd arrived, and she was definitely lovely. Warm, friendly, with glossy chocolate brown hair flowing over her narrow shoulders and a pair of black-rimmed glasses perched on the end of her nose. It wasn't Susanna Piper was worried about. It was the woman she'd been invited on to debate with. Naomi Jones. Piper had seen her byline photo, a short blonde bob, bright pink lipstick, overplucked eyebrows. She looked friendly, with a hint of intimidating, like a primary school head teacher. The researcher Piper had spoken to on the phone had insisted Naomi was lovely and not interested in an argument. But Piper wasn't sure, mostly because A, Naomi hadn't sounded at all lovely in the article she'd written.